The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's certainly been nice having you follow us this week, and we trust the week before, as we had devoted these 2 weeks to the theme of hard sayings of the gentle master. Yes, the Apostle Paul spoke in 2 Corinthians 10:1 of the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, and how expressive these words are. It reminds us of the words in Matthew 11:28-30, where we read about our Lord when he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Also in Matthew 12:18-20, we read here about the Lord and his dealing with people. As it says here, "A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench." This is a quotation from Isaiah, and it shows a gentleness of Jesus in dealing with people. Then we think about the gentle Savior and him taking the little babes up in his arms and blessing them, the little children. Yes, Jesus was meek and lowly, but at times his teachings came through as hard sayings, as we've said during the last 2 weeks here. It might have been because of the nature of the teaching itself, like when he said they must eat his flesh and drink his blood, or they would have no life in them. They said, "This is a hard saying." And from that time, many went back and followed him no more. Other sayings were hard because of the demands that they had to forsake sin, and what was said that was so radically different to the thinking of the people. They were called hard sayings, and the people found difficulty in accepting what the Lord Jesus said. The Sermon on the Mount amounted to hard sayings because it was leveled against the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees as the Lord brought out his great spiritual teachings. And the Lord says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees," in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, as he cracked down upon their sins. Yes, we need to be more like the Lord. We need more of the meekness and gentleness of Christ, as Paul said there. But we don't want to be unnecessarily abrasive in dealing with people, not any more than our Lord Jesus. The truth of God should be presented with conviction and in love as we try to get people to do what's right and accept God's truth for what it is. However, because we present truth in love doesn't mean that the rebuke will not be there. I know one time the Lord said, as we read in Revelation chapter 3, speaking to the lukewarm church of the Laodiceans, after exposing their sins, he says in verse 19 of this third chapter of Revelation, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Yes, he says, "I love you, and I rebuke you, and I chasten you." And so sometimes love will produce that which may at the time seem to be a hard saying, as we try to get people to do that which is right. But when we present the truth, when we present God's word, even though it may seem to be a hard saying, there's no backing down from it. If we're going to be found faithful to the Lord, we must not compromise what God's word says. Perhaps hard sayings are hard sayings because of the hardness of people's hearts and their unwillingness to accept the divine message. Even Jesus had to deal with this problem. Let's not think that we're any better than our Lord. I know Jesus said in John 15, verse 20, listen to what he said. It says, "Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also." Yes, hard sayings of the gentle master. Jesus was meek and lowly. Paul speaks of his meekness and gentleness, yet many sayings were hard, and people had to face them to get right with God. Thank you for listening this week.